wasn't anything abnormal about this other than the gun went off and he didn't shoot it. This is Alec Baldwin.
Well, there are some who say you're never supposed to point a gun at anyone on a set, no matter what.
Unless the person is the cinematographer who's directing me where to point the gun for her camera angle. That's exactly what happened. That day, I did exactly what I've done every day on that movie.
Which is what?
Which is that there's an armorer there, and that word is new to me. In the years I've been in this
business. What did you call it?
It was a prop guy or woman. And the prop person would come, and sometimes they would insist on demonstrating for you and the camera crew. They take the gun. If it was a contemporary gun, they show you the chamber. They show you the clip. They say, the gun is cold. And you look at it and go, thank you. And in the 40 years...
Sometimes that would happen. Not all the time.
Well, but no, sometimes they wouldn't demonstrate to me. Some insisted on demonstrating. They would do the demonstration for everybody there right before we rolled the camera. Or rehearsed.
That is... So there you have the explanation that this is totally consistent with the gun protocols that have been used on that movie from day one. And apparently there must be a lot of gun shooting and a lot of stuff there. I'll just say, this thing stinks to high heaven. And the fact that Alec Baldwin is now trying to say, oh, it's not my fault. First of all, he's the producer on the film, so he has some culpability there. But he is trying to sell the notion that he did not pull the trigger on that gun. I don't know. There may be eyewitnesses that say otherwise. Anyway, stay where you are. Coming up, we'll get a chance to visit with Adam Laxalt, candidate for the U.S. Senate. It's all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Attention Nevada Patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. An attorney says two parents charged with involuntary manslaughter in a Michigan high school shooting left town for their own safety, but they are returning now to face arraignment. Jennifer and James Crumley, the parents of Ethan Crumley. America's employers have slowed the pace of hiring in November, still adding 210,000 jobs, though that is the fewest in nearly a year. Wells Fargo senior economist Sarah House says there is some good news.
We saw a lot more people come back into the labor force looking for work, and the total number of people reporting that they had a job over the past month rose by 1.1 million. So that suggests that we are seeing workers come back into the labor market, and that should make it easier for employers to hire in the months to come.
President Biden has signed into law that stopgap spending measure. It will keep the federal government running through the 18th of February. Also at townhall.com, correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports tensions between Russia and the West have escalated in recent weeks.
Ukraine's defense minister has told lawmakers the number of Russian troops near Ukraine and in Russian-annexed Crimea is estimated at 94,300, warning that a large-scale escalation is possible in January. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has demanded Russia pulls back troops from the border with Ukraine.
Officials say diplomats negotiating in Vienna to revive Iran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers have paused after 5 days. They will reconvene for talks next week. Taliban decreed the banning of forced marriage of women in Afghanistan. Women's rights groups improved markedly over the past 2 decades, but have been under the threat now since the Taliban took over. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the 4 best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
With a Democratic sweep officially in place, we are now at the mercy of tax and spend economics. Get ready for runaway national debt pushing the further devaluation of the dollar. So if you haven't invested in gold, now is the time to protect your savings. Birch Gold Group is the premier precious metals IRA company in America. With an A+ BBB rating and thousands of satisfied customers, Birch Gold can help you move an eligible IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by gold. Go to birchgold.com/radio for your free information kit. That's birchgold.com/radio.
Alex and Orlando de Castroverde grew up in a hardworking Nevada family. Their mom and dad both worked as dealers, even while dad got his law degree. They built de Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury to carry on their father's legacy. When you've been injured, they understand your challenges and fight for the compensation you deserve. De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 204. This is your KMZQ Newsflash, powered by De Castroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. The mask mandate for Southern Nevada will remain in effect through the rest of the year and into early next year. That's the word from state health officials. To lift the mandate, Clark County must record 2 consecutive weeks with a test positivity rate of 8% or less, and less than 50 per 100,000 people. Now, Clark County's 14-day COVID-19 test positivity rate now is 6.8%. That's up 0.1%. Nevada's 14-day rolling rate is also up 0.1% to 7.3%. As of yesterday, 52.5% of eligible Nevadans 5 and older have been fully vaccinated. Nevada could become the first state to add a surcharge to insurance for state employees who are not vaccinated for COVID-19. The Board for the Nevada Public Employees Benefit Program has voted to charge unvaccinated workers up to $55 per month for the cost of testing them because they haven't gotten their shots. In Nevada, workplaces with less than 70% of employees fully vaccinated are required to get tested weekly to prevent the spread of the coronavirus.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Quick check of the traffic cams. Looks like you're averaging about 40 miles per hour through the resort corridor of the 15, north at Sahara, south at Spring Mountain. You'll touch the brakes there, 95 eastbound at Valley View. And congestion through the Spaghetti Bowl, only 2 lanes available between Main Street and Eastern Avenue.
Gather round. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three for a Friday afternoon. Good to have you with us. Our brand new time, this is when it gets really interesting in the day that breaking news is happening. And so this new noon to three time slot is absolutely perfect for us. Don't forget, Wayne Allen Root coming up 3 o'clock. Joining us now, I'm very happy to have him on again. He is a candidate for the U.S. Senate. He is the former attorney general. Good guy all around. He is Adam Laxalt, and he joins us. Adam, how's life been on the campaign trail?
Oh, things going great. You know, we're just charging around the state and excited to see all the enthusiasm out there. And look, people are ready to take back Nevada is the bottom line. And people are upset as possible with everything we're seeing out there in our country and what the Biden administration, with the help of Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, they're destroying everything that we believe in. And I think people are ready to rise up and really make their voices heard at the ballot box.
Adam, I know that you've had, and we've talked about in recent conversations, all of the endorsements nationally that you've gotten from no less than a former president, and it's been interesting to look at how your campaign has reached out to folks. Now I see just this week, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Gun Owners of America, Freedom Works, they've all endorsed you. What is going on? It's almost as if your campaign is really catching fire.
Well, look, people want a conservative that is going to fight for them, and I've been the person that has been virtually standing alone as a conservative in this state fighting for our values. And, you know, a lot of these people we've worked with, a lot of these groups know that we've been allies, and we've been able to be counted on, you know, whether it was the NRA or Gun Owners of America. You know, no one has fought harder for the Second Amendment in this state than I did as Attorney General. We're involved in some really important lawsuits, both in San Francisco and San Diego, trying to fight for the ability for people to actually have their concealed carry and leave their homes, something that is at the Supreme Court right now. In fact, a really, really landmark case for us. For your listeners, you know, we all know the Heller case that you know, really laid down the marker that this is a constitutional right that can't be infringed. But a lot of these courts have decided that they're just going to kind of cut it down as best they can. And let's really hope that the Supreme Court says that governments, we do not need to ask permission from a bureaucrat or from government to be able to have a concealed carry outside of our home. If that's the regime, we all know how that's going to go down. And we all know that people aren't going to be able to defend themselves. And so I'm optimistic about what we heard at the Supreme Court. And I think we could have a really landmark case that makes it clear to blue states like Nevada that they can't infringe on these rights.
I want to ask you about an issue that's definitely going to come up when you become a United States senator, and that is border security and how Democrats just are failing to secure it. And in fact, when you look at the numbers are getting worse. They're not getting any better.
You know, and they sit up there in press conferences, and they just deny it. We all know the media is the mouthpiece of the left, and they refuse to cover this. They only cover issues that they think are going to help Democrats get elected. They won't cover such a massive issue for our country. What is more important than nationhood? What is more important than our borders and that we are a country that means something and citizenship means something? I could tell you, someone that put on a uniform and served in Iraq, we're doing that because we believe in a nation. We are defending what it means to be an American citizen, And if the left gets their way, they continue to dilute what it means to be America, what it means to be an American citizen. And they know what they're doing. They're trying to convert us into some sort of world order with no borders. And it would destroy the very fabric of what made this country so great.
I want to ask you about some breaking news today. Another bad jobs report for the Biden administration, and yet the president came out. He looked and sounded feeble and really sick today at the White House, but he came out and tried to put lipstick on the pig. What do you think of today's 210,000 job report that disappointed all the experts?
Yeah, well, as I'm sure your listeners know, I mean, it fell well short of the already low expectations for job growth, and we're living it here. Jobs are simply not growing in this state, and you have Senator Catherine Cortez Masto that is trying to run as the jobs senator. She has the audacity to try to pretend like she's the one that's been delivering jobs here in Nevada. I wouldn't be running on that if my state was 50 out of 50 on unemployment. And that's where we are right now. And we plan on prosecuting that case. And they act like their policies have nothing to do with this. But everybody knows that the Biden administration has absolutely destroyed our economy. They've increased inflation, made everything incredibly unaffordable. And, you know, they can do all the spin they want with all the help of the media. But there's no escaping the facts and the reality that our country is going in the wrong direction. And everybody remembers what was going on just a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, when we had the greatest economy this state has ever had.
Another issue that I know you're going to be dealing with as a United States senator, and that's critical race theory. Can you give me your stance on that? I have not had a chance to hear your message on critical race theory.
Look, we actually did a town hall about six, seven weeks ago, long before a critical race theory became the epicenter of that Virginia governor's race. I was so encouraged to see so many parents that showed up and they were willing to fight for our kids and make sure these kinds of things are not being put in our schools. And look, I gotta say, I have some optimism. I know all of us feel pretty pessimistic about the future of our country, and we look around and we feel like we're losing a lot of these battles. But on the critical race theory front, most people never even heard of it a year ago. And I think now most people are aware of it. We continue to raise the noise on it so that parents are paying attention. And there was a lot of backtracking going on. You know, the state of Florida, just their school board just revoked the charter that connects to the national school board. We Washoe County did that in northern Nevada. I encourage the state and Clark County and all other counties to take that same vote. But we seem to be on the march on this issue because no one is really wanting to sign up for a system where we're teaching our children to hate each other, to be divided by race, to apologize for, you know, perhaps generations of upbringing. This is not the America that we all love and know. These aren't the values that made our country the place that everyone wants to have the American dream in. And so I think it's a good ray of optimism that when we speak about these issues and we speak boldly and courageously, you know, we can fight back and we can make a difference.
You are in the midst of a statewide tour, the Laxalt for the U.S. Senate. And you're going to have a great event tomorrow right here in Las Vegas. Kellyanne Conway and you, Adam Laxalt, together at Stoney's. Can you talk a little bit about how this relationship with Kellyanne Conway came about?
Yeah, you know, fortunately I was able to meet her many, many years ago. She's been one of the conservative warriors for a very, very long time. And she was that well before she became the head of Trump's campaign and helped him win in 2016, and obviously she went into the White House as a senior advisor, and we actually had her to the Basque Fry as one of our keynote speakers at our big annual event, and so she's been a friend, someone that I can call for advice, and someone that I've worked with in the past, and obviously she cares about this race. She knows that this is part of one of the one or two races that help us win back the United States Senate. She knows I'm a proven, trusted conservative. Obviously, she knows that I'm endorsed by the president, her former boss. And so, yeah, we're having an America First rally on Saturday. In fact, we've got hundreds and hundreds of people coming. And this is important. We need to excite our folks, get our people motivated, and make sure they're ready to turn out at all-time highs to take back this state.
You've traveled to all 17 counties in this state, and I want to ask you, I know you give a good speech, but you also are a very good listener, and I want to ask you, what is the two, maybe three issues that you're hearing about mostly from folks in our state, whether it's up north or down south here or somewhere in between?
Well, let me just say, you know, you had that incredibly important Virginia win, and I think that gave people confidence that we still have a silent majority in this country that's ready to rise up and fight back against the left. But after that race, you saw a lot of prognosticators try to pick out the one or two issues that they thought made that race. And I remind them that, you know, New Jersey went just as red as Virginia. And the reason I say that is because when I speak to voters in any part of the state, and in any walk of life, they have everything on top of their minds. They know America's heading in the wrong direction. They are fearful of the left's advance in our popular culture. They are fearful of cancel culture and that they can't speak out. And so, you know, you're going to see the prognosticators always want to put it on inflation or one thing or the other. But one thing that I find that unique this time, unlike, you know, maybe in the Obama era where it was all about the Constitution and what we did to fight back against Obama's overreach of the Constitution, now they list it all. You know, they know the economy is terrible. They know the border is causing us great harm, increasing drugs, increasing human trafficking. They also know that, you know, we can't rely on our ruling elite in Washington to be truthful, that spin is nonstop, whether it's through COVID or whether it's, you know, we just went through both the Rittenhouse trial and then the Waukesha massacre. And, you know, this guy, who was a serial criminal with ties to Nevada, by the way, who should have not been released on bail, the guy mows down a bunch of people, kills innocent people and children. What does the media do? It disappears. They don't want to cover that story. And I think these things just roll off of people's tongues because they're following it, they're paying attention. That is a great sign for us, Kevin. That is a great sign that people are absolutely dialed in to what is going on, and I think we're going to see it next November in the polls.
Change is definitely coming. One more time in our final 30 seconds, the big event that's coming up tomorrow at Stoney's. How can people find out more about it? And is it a free event? Is there a price?
It's a free event. You can go to adamlaxalt.com/events. It's 2 p.m. at Stoney's. It's going to be a great crowd. Kellyanne Conway is one of the best. She's going to be awesome. Obviously going to hear from me. And, you know, we're going to do a lot of what we just did just now, Kevin. We're going to talk about what's going on and how we think we can take back America.
Adam,
see you there.
Adam, I will see you tomorrow. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you joining us today. You have yourself a great rest of your afternoon and safe travels, okay?
All right. Beautiful weather. That's for sure.
Gotta love it. Adam Laxalt, candidate for U.S. Senate and former Attorney General, joining us as we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Get the stories and scores that matter to you on the KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions, where you can save up to 50% on your health insurance premiums. The KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Stephan. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Stephan. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Stephan, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
They said it couldn't be done, but Dollar Loan Center has done it. We've made getting a signature loan up to $5,000 even faster.
Dollar Loan Center.
Introducing Dollar Loan Center Instant Funding. That's right, you can now have your signature loan funds loaded directly to your debit card with no waiting period. You can walk out of one of our over 50 locations and spend your money immediately. Or you don't even have to come into a store. Just apply online for free at don'tbebroke.com. Is rent due today? Need to book a last-minute flight? Or maybe your car registration's due today? Dollar Loan Center's got you covered today with our new instant funding. Get up to $5,000 in minutes. There's no added fees and no collateral is needed. There are never any early payment penalties, and we give you over a year if you need it to pay back your loan. Dollar Loan Center is now offering instant funding.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Want to give you the details of that big event tomorrow at Stoney's in Town Square. It's from 2 to 3 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday, December 4th. Stoney's Rockin' Country, that's on Las Vegas Boulevard, but it's right there at the Town Square. And it's going to be a big event. AdamLaxalt.com/events. That's AdamLaxalt.com/events. I want you to hear Maria Bartiromo, because she's a pretty level-headed host on Fox Business and on Fox. She does Sunday Morning Futures, but yesterday, or actually this morning, Maria Bartiromo savaged CNN on this Chris Cuomo suspension thing over on CNN. Yeah, and it hasn't gotten a lot of play on CNN. It's gotten a ton of play on Fox. But I want you to listen. This is cut number 5, and this is Maria Bartiromo savaging CNN on that Chris Cuomo suspension. And And what she says makes a lot of sense. Here it is.
This is not a Chris Cuomo story. This is a CNN story.
Yes.
Okay? Jeff Zucker and CNN allowed the bro show, you know, schmooze fest to go on throughout the COVID disaster when they had that gigantic, you know, Q-tip. They allowed this bro show to go on. And by the way, CNN is also culpable for...